Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales numbers for the week ending February 8th. It looks like this: wheat, 13.3 million bushels, corn, 54.6 million, and soybeans, 14.0 million bushels. Cash hog prices today are called steady to firm in the western Corn Belt, while some plants are thought to need additional animals for Saturday and or early Monday, while bids in the east of the Mississippi are expected to be mostly steady. Terminals are called mostly steady, a light volume test today to end the week. Top prices from $44 to $48, Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, February 15th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,725. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $57 to $69, the weighted average $65.64, a loss of a dollar from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.88 to $54.50, and the weighted average was $52.22. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,462. The base price range was $58 to $69. The weighted average, $65.80, a gain of $1.13 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.67 to $55, and the weighted average was $51.18.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the weather first across the Midwest Corn Belt, this morning we had a lot of below zero readings in some of the normally colder spots. Got quite chilly out in the countryside. We got the report in from, I told you about Steve Hilberg reporting in from Homer, 15 below zero this morning. And here in town at WILL, 3 below zero. So a big range in temperature. And a lot of that has to do with the snow cover and areas that are away from the urban heat island, of course, can get a lot colder. But what's coming up is yet some more snow that will make travel a little bit difficult at times tonight and tomorrow morning. And again, through the day tomorrow, there still could be some problems. And then blowing and drifting snow tomorrow late afternoon and evening. We're going to have strong winds pick up today out of the southwest, but it will be quiet across our two-state area, except for some snow moving into northwestern and west central Illinois during the late afternoon. But that snow will spread across Illinois this evening, enter western Indiana before midnight, and then spread across the rest of Indiana after midnight. And the snow is going to be widespread across the region, and mostly 1 to 3 inch amounts expected when you look at the two state areas as a whole. Obviously, there will be some places with a little less and some with a little more. When you're looking at such a big area, there's usually more of a variation than just a 3-inch range. But that seems to be the general idea here. We're looking at snow that will stick, but will not pile up to the foot levels that we saw earlier this week. This will be a powdery snow that will be easy to blow. The winds are going to start to diminish after midnight tonight and into early tomorrow morning. The winds will actually be a little lighter as low pressure comes through. But once that low gets to our east, on the backside, winds will really pick up in earnest out of the northwest tomorrow afternoon. And we're looking at 20 to 30 mile per hour sustained winds with some gust higher than that. And with that new powder on the ground, that's going to make for several hours of difficult travel in rural areas. Now, the winds should begin to diminish again on Sunday. We may still see a couple snow showers around on Sunday, but not much. And then the warm-up begins with strong southwest winds on Monday. So we're starting to see this pattern of where we go from a southwest wind and some moderation to a northwest wind and cooling down. But it looks like next week we will turn milder, although a storm system is expected to pass by to our south on the middle of next week. And that will produce some significant precipitation in the delta and southeast. And we could get a little bit of a wintry mix here Tuesday into Wednesday. But right now, the maps show the main center of the storm going well to our south, so it doesn't look like the big one right now. And then we have milder air following that. So another low-pressure system comes in, and that may produce some rain once we get to the very end of next week. So milder air, but remember the warm-up is always slow when you have a thick snow cover, so don't count on it being a very quick warm-up. We're not going to suddenly go into the 50s and 60s around here. Now, as we take a look at some other areas of the world, well, we don't have much time for a lot of other areas. We'll just update you on Brazil and Argentina and tell you that some showers and thunderstorms are expected to move through portions of Brazil late in the weekend into next week. And there will be some showers and thunderstorms even today into tomorrow for southern Brazil and parts of Argentina. Now, Argentina and southern Brazil have been dry of late, so that will be beneficial. Also, the temperatures are going to be cooling down in Argentina and southern Brazil, and that will be beneficial for crops. But those are the areas that have been of concern of late. They're getting a break in the action in northern Brazil right now. They've been too wet. Looks like more rain is heading back into that area next week. So we'll still be monitoring some potential problems as crops get into their later stages of development in South America. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 485, down 1 1/4 last trade, down 1 1/4 at the Board of Trade. March wheat opened at 453.5, up 1/4, last trade up 3/4. July, 479, up 3/4, last trade down 3/4. March corn opened at 408.75, up 1 1/4, last trade unchanged. July, 429, up 1/2, last trade up 1/2. December, 405, up 1/2, last trade up 3/4. March beans opened at 758.75, unchanged, last trade unchanged. July, 787, down 1.5, last trade down 1/4. March soybean meal opened at 225.10, unchanged, last trade up 50. March soybean oil opened at 29.80, up 4, last trade up 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Has time run out for the March contract to make new contract highs, in your opinion?
No, I don't think anything's run out, Dave. It's just a matter of what day and what time it is and what the rumors are. Currently, you know, everything, if you look at any of the charts in corn, they're moving sideways, looking for a little bit of news to help them move a little bit higher. And, you know, now the weather guys are starting to get into the act saying, you know, we're going to have a real wet spring and then we're going to burn up in the summertime. So the net effect is everything could rally on this deal.
We do see that there were good export sales for corn this week at 54.7. At least that should provide some good support.
Well, you know, I think it's that old adage of buy the rumor, sell the fact. I think everybody knew about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. And traditionally over the last couple of years, anytime you have a bullish export report, it ends up trading lower. So, I mean, it's just it's the nature of the beast. News seems to leak a lot more frequently these days, and I think it's basically infrastructures and communications. Everybody's got a cell phone, and it just gets out. So I'm not sure that the export number is really going to have a net effect. What I am looking at, though, is, you know, we keep seeing, if you look at bean charts, beans are starting to trend higher, 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 and they're on an upward trend. And a lot of talk about the ratio, corn-to-bean ratio, and it's out of balance. And, you know, if you start working the numbers on that right now at the current level, beans need to be between $9.50 and $10 to reach that ratio. And based on that, that really is inflationary to food and energy. And, you know, the political implications on that. And since food and energy aren't really a part of the inflation equation as far as the government's concerned, it's going to take some pressure from folks like us that are saying, hey, food and energy is too high, and that's probably what's going to end up happening.
And go ahead and give us your calls this morning, please.
I'd say we're going to trade pretty flat today, Dave. This weather's got everything kind of in a bind, and I wouldn't look for anything too major. Corn may trade just a little bit higher on the overnights. Beans, I think before the day's out, they'll trade higher.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.